Welcome to the daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on Philippians 4, and today we're reading verses 8 and 9. I'll be reading from the message. Let's begin with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. Mindful breathing lets our bodies and minds know that we are becoming quiet and still, and allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the spirit in our time together today. As I read our passage twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies. Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies. As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a feeling or memory comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies. In this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or a new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. Summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you learned from me, what you heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies. As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but know that in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before hearing the closing prayer. Or you can use the prayer to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. I also invite you to visit the Sacred Pilgrim Facebook page and share your word or phrase and what came up for you today. God, how easy it is to fill our minds and spirits with all the petty concerns that society encourages us to focus and center our lives around. As we go about our day today, may we focus not on what the world tells us matters, but on who you are and on how you are living and active in the world around us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.